live from somewhere deep below the earth. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. To reach George from west of the Rockies, dial 800-618-8255. From east of the Rockies, dial 800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach George by dialing area code 818-501-4721. International callers may reach George by dialing your in-country Sprint access number and pressing option 5. Then dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie on Premier Radio Networks.
I'm just a fool.
Well, Michael also has a new website on numerology. I want to talk with him about that when we come back. We'll take your phone calls as well on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Michael, before we get into the calls, tell me about your new website in numerology.
My main work is involving the divination arts, which I believe are an incredible tool. Again, you know, handed to us by our ancestors. And for those who don't know what the divination arts are, they're astrology, tarot, Kabbalah, and numerology. I have an online cyber school where we teach those, especially how they all work together. Rather than, you know, trying to learn them separately, there's an interesting way that they work together. And I've also done those classes, you know, for many, many years, hundreds and hundreds of classes in person before I had the Mystery School online and also during. And a strange thing, you know, a strange pattern of events kept happening. This website is called personaltimescopes.com. I want everybody to go and take a look at it because it's really something remarkable. But it's actually the clients and the class members are really the reason why it exists, and that is because I used to teach numerology last. You know, it was like a 10-week class, and then we do the numerology part, not because it's the least important, it's just that, you know, that one was the one at the end. And yet, time and time and time again, every time that I would do the numerology, people were jumping out of their seats because this was the one, you know, that they just seemed to light up with, where it was so easy, it was so practical. I mean, basically, if you can use a calendar or a watch on your wrist, you can use the time scopes concept, because it's numerology. Numerology is a very ancient subject. It's certainly very, very empowering. But however, if you, in the past, if you had to, you know, do the calculation to make your chart, it was quite complicated, you know, in the sense that you had to read a lot of books on it or read the books of other people with a lot of disinformation in it or take expensive classes like, you know, what I was giving at the time. What we've done right now, though, is we have created a website in which you go there and you just put in your date of birth. And basically, that's it. You will be, what you will get is it will print out a chart for every single day in the year, what your special day is, meaning it'll tell you what to do. It will tell you what to expect. It will tell you, you know, what's coming around the corner and how to be empowered. The whole concept of this is to know what's coming so you can be, you know, tooled up and armored against it. And it's all based on your date of birth. That's what numerologists understand, because I want to insist that the date of birth is one of the most powerful and magical things that you're given. We were talking earlier about the divine force and God and the Creator. Your date of birth, those simple numbers, are literally very magical. You can't change them, right? You can't ever change your date of birth.
You got them.
You got them. So this thing is actually a tool that has been given to you by God, but we, as usual, are not using it. We need to use it right. Numerology is the science of how to have what is literally called a personal time scope, your own personal calendar. It works exactly the same as a regular calendar, George, but it's, and I've used it all my life, and my members of the Mystery School, you know, which is worldwide now, use it. And on the Personal Time Scopes website, we already have thousands of members. You just put in your date of birth, and it will print out this incredible chart so that you know at a glance, and I mean it's at a glance, if you can use a clock or a watch, you can use this. It's so when it should say the 22nd or today, right? You know, we've got the 26th. Yes, but that's the 26th for the whole of the world. What is the number for you specifically? Mm-hmm. And then we give you the caption and the meaning, you know, beside it, so that you know what to expect, what's good on these days. Should you have your business meetings? You know, should you buy property? Should you invest? Should you go and see the doctor? Should you have surgery? You name it. There's not a thing in your life. We're just randomly out there in the sea of time, leaving ourselves wide open, you know, to the adversary. And we need, especially, why I actually put this up myself, why I decided to do it now, is because it ties into this whole thing about the Maya prophecies about what's coming in the next 10 years. And, you know, people need as many tools right now as they possibly can to gain empowerment, because there's a huge adversarial action in the world. Truth is, you know, endangered. Truth right now as we know it, as well as many of the other idioms, is in a very, very raggedy state right now. And we therefore need as many of the great ancient tools. You know, these are as close to us as our own bodily symbols. And the problem with numerology of the past was that it was, your numerology chart was aligned with the normal Christian calendar of the months, you know, just like we have the months through the year, the 12 months. So when you got a chart in the past, it was synchronized with the Christian calendar of the 12 months. Our system is properly, you know, calibrated to the astrological chart, the astrological cycles, and that makes it 100% accurate, whereas the previous ones were not. I mean, date of birth, again, so important. America, July 4th, 1776. America has the distinction in a way of being one of the only countries that has a date of birth, you know, but the date of birth is monumentally important. We're running around in the world looking for our answers, and we have this remarkable thing that the diviners of old, the people who work with astrology and tarot, they know its secret, they know its power, but now with the power of the Internet, we're able to, you know, do the work for you, basically, and just have this remarkable interface.
All right, let's go to the phones. You ready?
Oh, sure, let's do it.
Pick it up by going to our wild card line. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question for Michael. Good evening, Michael. This is Kathy from Post Falls, Idaho.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Thanks for listening.
Nice to talk with you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. You had four possible outcomes, Michael, and I was listening carefully, and I thought I only got two. I wondered what the third or the fourth might be. Maybe you've already covered that. Also, about the Lemurians, I didn't quite get their genealogy and how they came about. I was wondering if you could real quickly recap on that. And also, the last 13 years from 2012, is that 1999? That we were going back to for the last 13 years, and you know, what do you see as one of the third or fourth outcomes for what we're going to go through?
Yeah, I believe the countdown, you're right. What did I say, 1996 or something? Yeah, it's 1999 is the 13-year countdown. You're right. And your other question had to do with...
two more of the events.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the third outcome is that we, and this is a kind of a strange one. You think the other ones are strange? Check this out. This is when we do the right thing, in the sense that we, the human race, wake up, and the human race say, no more of this tyranny, no more of this overt machinations, no more of this degradation of our planet, and no more injustice. We actually do, in the modern age, in the computer age, when there's more information about these secret societies than there ever has been before, and they're being exposed daily. So the human race basically rises up to do the right thing in desperation, but the only problem is we do it in a far too radical and violent way, you know, the old way of the concept of fighting fire with fire. And our action ends up in the destruction of the earth anyway, and the destruction of mankind. It's like that old Sam Peckinpah motif where, you know, it's like light the fuse, let's take out the evil, but we sacrifice ourselves in the process of doing that. That is, as strange as it may seem, is in fact one of the outcomes, Kathy. It's not a very pleasant one. It certainly would get us the right result, though, but it would leave the world, you know, being a giant headstone floating in space.
Is anybody going to come down and save us, Michael, from above?
Well, that one, you're talking to Michael Tessarian here, so unfortunately my answer to that one is the standard one, and is that completely forget about that. Part of that quarantine, that the barrier that was put around the Earth, is tied into this concept of responsibility and karma. And the fact that when pathogenic forces enter into a body politic, just in the same way as a homeopathic doctor understands, that person must strengthen their immune system. There is to look to Flash Gordon and to look to Krishna and to look to Jesus and to angels which is, of course, I understand why people will do that, but that is a sign of people's helplessness. The human race is more than able to heal itself if it calls on the right forces within itself, and the remedy will entirely be based on human, you know, action. The quest of knowledge, the quest of understanding, and the quest of empowering our own, shall we say, immune system, meaning our own intelligence factor. Because this is not an insurmountable problem by any means. I have always looked at this invasion of the Nephilim as an invasion of a virus or a pathogenic force. I mean, after all, isn't the Earth a beautiful, like a cell, like a beautiful cellular structure? Well, it's been invaded by something deadly. But the answer is not the slash and burn, shall we say, allopathic methodology. That never works. It doesn't work for a human being, and it certainly won't work for the Earth. It is the homeopathic remedy of strengthening our own body politic. Now, that has to be done in specific ways. I go into that in the DVDs and the books. But the fourth outcome is the right one. The fourth outcome is the most perfect of all, which is that mankind finally does discover the correct means to the end and vanquishes its enemy with no excessive loss of life or home world. We eradicate the enemy, and, you know, we slay the beast, basically, and have done with it. And I believe, again, that we're coming to that conclusion within the next 10 years or so.
Michael, what do you base these theories on? Gut instinct, or what's out there? What kind of proof?
No, far from it. I'm just a guy from Ireland who likes to play the guitar and smoke cigarettes and do whatever. It has nothing to do with gut instinct. This is just research, diligent research, you know, into these mysteries.
Things that you find in ancient texts and things like that?
Yeah, I think that I have a calling. It's something I know how to do. I have a lot of symbolic literacy. I'm able to look at things that appear on the surface to be very dissimilar. You know, scientists would say that I'm very right-brained, and they'd probably be right. But the fact of the matter is I have always studied occult subjects. I come from a family that's very much steeped in the metaphysical tradition, and I have a deep and abiding love for humanity, and I know that we have some very serious pathogenic forces there. It's like the old, you know, detective who knows that a serial killer is walking the streets while the whole community sleeps. That detective has got indigestion, he's got insomnia, he's sitting at the window, he can't sleep, he doesn't know whether to tell the community that they've got a madman in their midst, because that will fear everybody. But if he keeps his silence, then maybe that criminal will go out and, you know, commit more murder. So, you know, he's up there drinking his coffee all night. That pretty much describes Michael Tesarian in regards to the Nephilim and the evil that's in the world. I don't know, for years I didn't know what to do. Shall I go into the public arena and, you know, explain this stuff, that we have huge amounts of criminality and we have criminals of unimaginable proportions infecting the earth? Or shall it just stay stum and do nothing and then leave these individuals to ply their wares? Well, I chose the former, and that is to get onto the world stage. And what do I find, especially in the American context? That there's all too great interest in this. People are dying for this information. They're absolutely, totally, it's striking some chord deep inside, you know, and it's explaining disinformation, for a start. It's clearing up a lot of X factors that were not explained before. And more than that, it's actually empowering individual. You know, the Personal Timescopes website is a small part of that. Use time for yourself. Use time so that it becomes your enemy, as opposed to an enemy, so it becomes your friend, so that it's no longer passing you by. You know, all the work that I do is geared towards that type of empowerment. The Atlantis book is very much part of that.
Maybe they're literally dying for the information, huh?
I am absolutely believing that we are starving for it. We are, like, emaciated. We're, like, on life support right now. I think that the last level of the Great Power Pyramid is in place. Only the capstone needs to be put on there by the Dark Force, and we're all going to be living in slavery under its shadow. Those days are coming very soon. We need to find out how to, you know, get rid of that situation, and we need to put our partisan beliefs aside. You know, I believe, for instance, you talked about Hillary Clinton. I know that in 2008, there's going to be a female president of America. I also know from my astrological insights into this matter that George Bush is going to be set up in some type of scandal. He doesn't probably know this, but he is going to be set up in some debauchery far worse than what Bill Clinton was, in order to make him look like a pariah very soon, so that he will be out of favor. And all his changes will be out of favor. In fact, in a very few months, you're going to see a turning of the tides towards the favoritism of George Bush. But later on, down the line, probably next year, there's actually going to be some massive scandal. Right? I'm talking about made for the history book.
We're going to write these predictions down.
Please do, because they're coming. And, you know, I can only report what I'm seeing, and that is that there's going to be a scandal that is unimaginable proportions that's written. George Bush's code name from his own secret security guards is temporary. Okay? Heed that. Temporary. That is the president's code name.
That was his what? Skull and Bones?
No. This is his official secret service of the White House. Know him just like they have code words for the members of the White House. George Bush's code word used by his own bodyguard is temporary. Now, why would you use that term? At other conferences, I've heard people, we've been discussing that maybe there could be an assassination of the president. I tend to think that it's going to be more a character assassination because that will hurt him a lot. Then that will set the path for the next group to enter in, which is Hillary Clinton and her mob to come in. Because, you see, the reason why I know this, partly, there's many reasons, but one of them is to do with symbolism. When you birth something, things are always birthed by the female. We have now the New World Order being birthed. But when you birth something, it must be birthed on the female symbolism. The death of England, the death of the British Isles, was birthed on Margaret Thatcher, a female. All right? America has the Statue of Liberty. America, astrologically, is born in the sign of Cancer, which is the female water sign, the mother sign. The one thing that has been missing all along is you don't have a female head of state. You're going to have that. She's already been introduced to people a couple of years back when the Clinton administration.
What about Condoleezza Rice?
Beautiful point. Condoleezza Rice is the syzygy. In mythology, you always have, and especially in Celtic mythology, you always have the twin females. You have it in the artwork of Leonardo da Vinci. You have it at the foot of the cross in the famous Calvary paintings of the Middle Ages. And you certainly have it in Celtic mythology of the dark sister and the light sister. Mythology is being played out before our eyes. In the opening of the Atlantis book, it says that some myths are about to happen. They are about to happen. Well, some of the things that we think our mythologies are actually about to happen. The pairing off of the light sister and the dark sister. Hillary Clinton, but Hillary Clinton's going to get in no matter what. But Hillary Clinton wants to get in. The Whore of Babylon is on her way. She doesn't just come in peace and harmony. The Whore of Babylon ascends to the throne, you see, under tumult, chaos, mayhem. So the previous president must go out of office in some type of massive, made-for-TV, made-for-history-book scandal. That is coming. He's pretty much walking into it already.
All right, let's sit back and watch and see what happens. Let's go to our other calls. East of the Rockies, welcome to the show.
Hey, George and Michael, how you doing?
Hi.
Good, my name is Chad. I'm from Iowa.
Chad.
I'm just calling about my family here. My dad's family is Merovingians, and my mother's family is Welsh. I was just curious about, I guess, some of the things that are said about, like, my father's family, like them being Elven, Illuminati, Seed of Satan, all that stuff, and what your take is on that, and I guess the other stories where they come from. Also about the Welsh, the Egyptians, the Basques, about them being probably like one people a few thousand years ago, possibly the Atlanteans.
Basques are interesting, of course, because they have the Rh negative blood type.
Yeah, I am A negative.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Merovingians, of course, I mean, it's a long story. A lot of people probably who's listening won't understand. If we could start talking about that, they would lose people.
No, let's keep that tight.
But certainly the Merovingians are one of these great dynasties, for people who want to know, who came from the ancient world. We talked earlier on vaguely about certain dynasties that are direct bloodline connections, and what Chad is talking about is the Merovingians are one of the most secret and most powerful of those bloodline groups who set up in France, but they're also in Italy, and he says Wales. That's very intriguing, that there's a Welsh connection there. Very interesting. There's a book called The Dragon Legacy or something like that that goes in very deeply to that. There's a magazine called Dagobert's Revenge that people can get that goes into the whole history of the Merovingians. They can look it up on the Internet. It's very, very interesting. I do talk about it in the book. The king of the Merovingians, who is called Dagobert, it's a name that comes from the word Dagon or dragon. So there's very much a serpent-dragon connection to the Merovingian bloodline, definitely, yeah.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're up on Coast to Coast. Hi.
Hi, George. With all due respect, this doesn't add up. As you know, Temporary is George Bush's fraternity name from college. And all of his numbers, like that one lady caught, don't add up. And in one minute he says things are going to be great. The next minute he says we're going to blow ourselves up. Then he says they're going to blow us up. And I would suggest an exorcism and read the Bible, because in Revelation it says there's four angels, not three, bound under the Euphrates in Iraq, who will kill 2 billion people. So.
Yeah, well, that's true. Back in a moment.
Sign up now for Streamlink, now with podcasting. Get it today at coasttocoastam.com. Somewhere deep below the earth, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. To reach George from west of the Rockies, dial 800-618-8255. From east of the Rockies, dial 800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach George by dialing area code 818-501-4721. International callers may reach George by dialing your in-country Sprint access number and pressing option 5. Then dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie on Premier Radio Networks.
Hey, on our next Coast to Coast program, of course, it's our Friday into Saturday night open lines. And our first hour, we're going to be talking with an individual, calls himself Prophet Yahweh. He claims that he's got the ability to summon UFOs at will, and he plans to do that in June in Las Vegas. Now, I kid you not, there's a television station, because I've been getting fast blasts like crazy, that videotaped him doing this, and they claim that two unidentified objects popped up in the sky the moment he solicited them to show up. Now, that's weird. First hour tomorrow, we'll talk with Prophet Yahweh, and then we'll have open lines right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Let's go right back to the phones because the clock is ticking. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is Celinda from Southern California.
Okay.
And first of all, I just want to tell you thanks so much for having David on. I saw him speak at Mother's here in Southern California, and he was wonderful on nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, David Wolf.
Yes,
sure,
he was fantastic, and he's a living example of what he talks about, too.
Indeed. Thank you.
Oh, he is. Now, Michael, I have a couple of things. One that came up while we were talking, or while you guys were talking with that lady, wanting to know if someone was going to beam us up Scotty. I have not subscribed to that belief myself, but something very interesting happened a couple of years ago, and it showed up on the SOHO satellite, and I saw it before they took it off, so I know it did happen. And we had a huge flare, an X-class flare, that was apparently headed straight for this planet. And there'd been an object flying around the sun for a number of weeks that they had been marking and watching. And just before this, just before this flare went off, it went back around the sun. And when the flare came out, it made a right angle and went right back around in the track that that UFO took. And that makes me wonder if there really isn't somebody up there watching over us at some level anyway.
And I actually saw the footage of that.
Fascinating.
I saw that on the NASA before they took it off, that is.
Yeah.
And it did go at right angles. They say that the object you're talking about was as big as a planet.
Oh, actually, I heard it was something like three times the size of the Earth is what I heard.
Yeah, it was a huge edifice.
Yeah.
And it did go at a right angle, so it couldn't have been any just, you know, piece of rock floating in space. And it shot right into the sun. And I have a colleague called Nazim Haramein, who's actually a very, very great scientist, who has done much research to prove that the sun is, in fact, an event horizon, what most people would know as a black hole, and that it is, in fact, a hole through which, you know, space travel can take place, and that many of the spaceships that go, the crafts that do have this super technological ability to travel in the universe, do so by way of these holes. And that is the kind of the phenomenon you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is exactly that. It's the coming and going, and NASA see it all the time. They just hide the footage,
right?
And, you know, tell us all a bunch of stupid stories, which, you know, there seems to be no end to the cover stories that we're being told. So absolutely, there is definitely tremendous extraterrestrial activity up there in relationship to the sun. Did you know that the Vatican, for instance, has the rights on all the solar observatories and all the solar telescopes before the public ever hear anything regarding any types of sightings by way of a solar telescope? It crosses Vatican intelligence first.
I'm not surprised. Not in the least. I have a second question for you. Actually, it's I would like your opinion more than anything. I've had some interesting experiences. One occurred up in the northern states. I won't say where because I don't want to identify a person. A man was talking to me at a meeting, and he changed. He literally changed before my eyes, and he took on the face of a reptilian, complete with the slanted eyes and the mouth that went back and the elevated nostrils and the whole look. And I don't think he was aware he was doing it, but he changed before my eyes. It freaked me out so bad I couldn't talk to my husband about it. And then not too long after that, we were on a trip. We were in Gettysburg, and my husband saw it with me. A man stepped up onto a tour bus with us, and he did the very same thing right before both of us.
Well, see, you're talking about, think of it, you're talking about seeing things like this, and you're in your logical state of mind, and therefore your reason, right, can sort of keep you in check. As frightening and as disturbing as that is, and of course it will stay with you the rest of your life and you'll want answers, imagine for a moment all the people who, you know, for one reason or another go on those heavy drugs like LSD, and they they open themselves up, and what do? Apart from all the crazy stuff they do see, they also see this stuff, okay, just the same way you did. Other people, by taking drugs and illicit substances through the years, will also see physically the things we're talking about. Not that I advocate drugs or that you should do this, but think then how lost they are. They run and tell people. Nobody believes them. Clairvoyants have been seeing this for years. People like yourself who probably have some latent clairvoyant abilities, or you maybe have done, you've been fighting this war in previous lives, so it's come across with you, you see, and you just sense the people around you. There's a multiplicity of reasons why you as an individual, you see, would have these kinds of experiences. My advice to you, if anything, is never to be freaked out by it. It's really, at the end of the day, nothing more mysterious than all the strangeness of this planet. I mean, my God, we're surrounded by things that are so incredible that really you should also try and take that with a pinch of salt and not be so traumatized. Just realize that it does come under the heading of all the bizarrities that exist in this world. But think in your own mind about all the poor unfortunates who open themselves up for one way or another, or very highly sensitive people who see this kind of thing on a daily basis and end up, you know, being locked up by their parents you know, in lunatic asylums, are being put on drugs and medication because nothing wrong has happened to them except they've seen behind the veil of the apparent reality in the world. You know what I mean? And then we treat them and push them aside. But yeah, your experiences are pretty intense. And you know, John Rhodes is the person that you really should read about because he catalogs a lot of those kinds of experiences. From all over the world, you know, Celinda.
Hey, Michael, would you give your website for the numerology? Because a lot of people have been asking me for that.
Well, we've got. Let me go through the website thing with you because I have my main site, which is taroscopes.com. The Atlantis book is available there. If people want the e-book, they can go on to atlantisbook.com. So atlantisbook.com, all one word. They can buy the Atlantis book there and also the e-book version. If you're interested in becoming a member of our numerology website or just at least going and checking that out and seeing your own chart, it's called Personal Time Scopes, all one word, personaltimescopes.com. It's a wonderful piece of work we're offering. All my websites are services to people. They can go there and check this out, put in your date of birth, print out your chart, and then I've already been inundated with emails from people who've tried it, and they just can't believe how empowering it is because everything every day, you know, the synchronicity of numerology and astrology is incredible. And my DVDs, which are coming out in a couple of weeks, and there's six in the set, they have their own website. So, again, people will be emailing me and they're a bit confused. They have their own website, and the website is called Origins and Oracles. That's the name of the series. That's the name of the website. So if you want to browse the website for the DVDs, and we'll have previews there on that website, you can click on it and you'll see some streaming examples of the DVDs that are forthcoming. Go to originsandoracles.com. So it's Taroscopes, AtlantisBook.com, PersonalTimescopes.com, and OriginsandOracles.com. I've got a lot of websites out there because it's the age, the digital age, and this is the best and easiest and most efficient way to bring empowerment into people's lives. But right now we're really thrilled with the Personal Timescopes, the way that's come out and the responses that we're getting from people. You know, bring numerology into your lives because this is one of the most ancient of all sciences that was used by the ancients. I mean, J.P. Morgan, he's on record of saying the millionaires do not use astrology, but the billionaires do. I understand now what the man was talking about, why the famous are famous, why the rich are rich. They're using ancient subjects, but we can bring those up into a modern context right now by way of the Internet, and it's thrilling. It's remarkable.
Okay, let's go to our next callers. Let's go to our wild card line. Steve, punch that up for me. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
This is Jose Barber from Arlington, Texas.
Hi, Jose. Go ahead, please.
I was wondering a question for Michael.
Yep, go ahead.
Is there any connection between like the 3 days of darkness in 2012
and... Yes. Yes, there is.
All this that he's talking about?
Like, yeah, you hit it right on the head. I have a DVD coming out, because I know time is short on the radio. Jose, I have a DVD called 2012, Where History Ends. And on that DVD, we go into this very briefly. It has to do with a thing called the photon belt. Remember I was talking all through this program about that there's going to be divine intervention and help coming our way to eradicate this pathogenic virus from our planet? That has to do with physical, spiritual factor, which is called the photon belt. It's our universe, that means not our universe, but our solar system, that means our planet, the sun, and all the planets. Every 10,000 years or so, they pass through a band of very high radiation, okay, which is known as the photon band. Now, what you're talking about is to come, meaning that if the sun passes into that band before the Earth, it appears that the sunlight has gone out. And that will happen for 3 days. So the ancient mythologies talk about this. It's almost like a car wash for the whole of the solar system. Because Mother Nature, believe me, Mother Nature knows how to clean herself when she needs to, all right? So the roach cleaner is on his way. The car wash is on its way. If the sun passes into the radiation belt before the Earth, then the people on the Earth, that's us, will think, what the hell is happening? Darkness, 3 days of darkness fall. If the Earth goes in first, it will appear that the sky is on fire. So you have this kind of weird aurora borealis type of thing that's indescribable. The apocryphal works of the Bible talk about it. The ancient legends talk about it. And you're right. The Maya countdown to 2012 say that somewhere between the years 2008 and 2012, this kind of phenomena is meant to happen. I talk about it on the DVD called 2012, Where History Ends. I talk about several other types of phenomena, like constellational alignments. I'll be talking about this tomorrow at Conspiracy Con, the countdown to 2012. So, yeah, good question. Absolutely. Very much part of what we're talking about.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yeah, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Henderson, Nevada. My name is Michelle. It's an honor to speak to you.
Sure.
Hello.
Thing.
And Michael, I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm really happy to be able to talk to you.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate your call.
I have a question for you. I was always interested in how when Cortez went to the Mayans, he had found this library that the Mayans had, and he burned like the entire library.
Oh, sure.
Had 30,000 books. Do you have any idea what they contained or what they were about?
I have tremendous knowledge about what that is. I mean, you have in the Mayan concept there. Let me give you, to answer your question, let me read you, right?
Okay.
One little tiny paragraph from that codices right here. This is a, I have to explain this before I read it. This is a short paragraph from one of the only books to survive this unbelievable devastation that was unleashed on the Mexican people and on the South America. A great deal of their books, their ancient books that talk about the visitation and talk about the phenomena we have been talking about, George. This is one of the sources that Michelle is talking about. Well, one of the surviving books was called the Popol Vuh, and I'm just going to read you a few lines from that book. And from these few lines, we should all be able to understand, for one, why those books were destroyed. Because if this is any example of what was in them, you know, if I was the Nephilim and their henchmen, I would want it destroyed. And this is the part. This is the chapter. It says, and this is the gods speaking. It says, "Let us make him who shall nourish and sustain us. What shall we do to be invoked, to be remembered in earth? We have tried with our first creatures, but we could not make them venerate us. So then let us try to make obedient, respectful beings who shall nourish and sustain us." I mean, there's the gods talking about how they made a first creature, just like I explained, the Homo Atlantis, but that being was too intelligent and wouldn't serve them, right? Mm. And wanting servants, they went right ahead and made another group. If this is an example of what was in those books, and I believe that it was, because I've read other books like this. No wonder that, you know, Deanda, Cardinal Deanda and these individuals went there on a wholesale purging of those books. And it's not the only place. They did it in Alexandria. They've done it in other places of the world. You know, there's 25 miles of bookshelves under the Vatican, 25 miles of caverns underneath there with sacred books on there. You know, what we have in the public domain is so few. You know, my book deals, we've been talking on this program about, you know, that my book goes into a few things that maybe no other book that is people have ever read goes into. There's two or three things that I cover that, to my knowledge, have never been covered before. You know, so little do we really have, and so much has been hidden from us.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi. George, this is Tara, and I was calling to ask Michael about, he was saying that Nephilims, that they were going to come out and openly rule at some point in time if some of these other things don't work out
right.
that they're planning.
Right.
But then at the same time that, is it because they're going to get stuck here?
Yeah.
That they would come out and openly rule?
Many of the people that work for them have already wanted to do this anyway. These guys are itching to do it. These people have a bit of a difficulty with their own dynasty. They have infighting in their own dynasties. And some of the groups that work in the inner cabal are already happy enough to do that anyway and kind of have been doing it. It's just that another group is saying, not yet. Let's not put that into policy yet. We still need the slave. And remember I said that sacrifices are very important. They've been feeding the undead. If you just kill off everybody, then you have no sacrifices. You have nobody to work, you see, and you have nobody to be in fear because now it's all out in the open. It's not quite the same thing as this. There's many kinds of fear, you see, Tara, and there's the open fear, but they prefer the fear that's also mixed up with confusion, the fear that's also mixed up with ignorance, the dumb human animal, you know, groveling in poverty, groveling in ignorance, crawling around like a crushed maggot, not knowing what's going on in the world around him, looking at the horrors being perpetrated, looking at the news and human beings. You know, it's like we sitting on a DV camera or, you know, watching a movie. That's why they watch the human race. They love it. They love us to be at each other's throats, murdering and killing each other, the human race. You know,
Michael,
I came from the streets of Belfast and watched this mayhem taking place. These people love it. So they want to eradicate us, and they kind of want us to be subjugated. But you know something? They're enjoying the show too much. So, you know, as long as we keep entertaining them, they keep tolerating us. But you're absolutely right.
Thank you for your call. We're out of time for any more calls. Michael, your toll-free number again for the book Atlantis.
Yeah, that's 206-527-2968. The instructions will be given about, you know, mailing, getting that book. It is only available for me right now. Atlantis Alien Visitation Genetic Manipulation. You can go onto the Taroscopes website and get it. There's an Atlantis page there for the shopping cart. There's also AtlantisBook.com, in which you can get the ebook version. But the number, again, is 206-527-2968. Certainly welcome your call, and we'll, you know, get your copy off to you as soon as possible. The DVDs are on originsandoracles.com, and we have this fascinating numerology website, which is one of many that we're producing, but this is an astounding invention. It's taken years of work to bring this most powerful module, this modality, into people's lives, and that's personaltimescopes.com.
Of all my guests and people who are writing in, Richard C. Hoagland and Robin say hello to you.
Oh, great. I'm my other question to you is, are you going to be at ConspiracyCon? And I hope Richard is, because Richard is a fascinating person to talk to, and I come away enlightened every time I talk to him. And, of course, Robin, extend their warmest greetings. I hope we can see them at ConspiracyCon in the Bay Area.
All right, Michael. You take care of yourself.
That's a great pleasure, George. You take care of yourself. Thank you so much.
No problem. For Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, I'll see you on our next edition, Open Lines. See you then.